So after having established in Halachos Aleph and Beis the primacy of Vidoy with Tshuva, Alkol Mitzvos Sheba Torah, Ben Ase, Ben Lo Ase, Ben Bizdadon, Ben Dishkaga, and all that was associated with that. So the Rambam writes the following, and this is a very big Kiddush. Sir HaMishtaleach Levishu Kapara Alkol Yisrael Koin Gadol Mizvada Lav Alashon Kol Yisrael. Notice the usage of language of Kol Yisrael twice. Shenemar Alav Yisvada Alav Es Kol Avonos B'nei Yisrael. That's what we say. V'chiper Bado V'ad Beiso V'ad Kol Kal Yisrael. Sir HaMishtaleach Mechaper Alkol Avirus Shabbatora Kalos V'chamuros Ben Shabar Bizadon Ben Shabar Bishkaga Ben Shahodalo Ben Shalohodalo Hakol miskaper b'sir hamishtaleach, which means that there have to be vidui, and there has to be tshuva. V'hu sha'asa tshuva. So far we're good. We're consistent with what the Rambam said previously. And the only chiddush is that the vidui can be done through a shaliach. It can be done through the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, if you from the beginning of Parashas Tetzaveh, if you read on, so he's the emissary of Bnei Yisrael. So that's not a hard concept, but the fact that the Kohen Gadol could do tshuva balev for you, so that's very difficult to understand. So before we go any further, let's review the machlokas and shavuos between Rebbe and the Chachamim. So it seems like the simple pshat in the Gemara is that the Chachamim take the position that you need to do tshuva and the Kohen Gadol can do vidoy for you. How could it be that somebody else does tshuva balev for you? Somebody put on tshulin for you? No, so that's a mitzvah shebegufo. So kal v'chomer, mitzvah shebeliyu. Can somebody daven in terms of the Kiyam Shebalev for you? No. So obviously there's going to need to be some kind of an internal process. Now Rebbe has a very, very surprising position, and he says that Yom Kippur, the Tzumo Shel Yom, is Mechaper Bein Lashavin Bein Sheinan Shavin. Now even Rebbe has his limits with that. The Pasuk says, V'ish Asher Yasevi Yad Rama, person who does something which is particularly brazen, So Rebbe says, I have my limits too. Somebody who's made for Briso Shel Avraham Avinu, somebody who's Megalophanim Batorah Shelo Kehalacha, somebody who does things that are really, really egregious, we'll come back to that idea, so that person is not going to benefit unless they do tshuva. But other kinds of Averos, even Averos Chamuros, which we'll talk about in a second, so you have this idea of Yom Kippur being mechaper, even if a person doesn't do tshuva, which is really very shocking. And the Rabbanan seem to disagree wholesale. They don't believe fundamentally in the mechanism of tshuva, of kapara rather, without tshuva. Bidui can be done through a shaliach in the context of the Sira Mishaleach. But tshuva, how would that be possible? So behu sha'asa tshuva, so far so good. Now here's where the problems start. Aval im lo asa tshuva, Ein hasoir mechaper lo ella al hakalos. Umayin hakalos umayin hachamuros. Hachamuros hein shechayavin alein misas bez min ukares. Shibu hashav v'sheker alpa v'shein ben kares harein min hachamuros. Ushar mitzos lo sase mitzos ase shein ben kares hein hakalos. So as the Kesef Mishnah points out, the Rambam is betwixt and between. That doesn't seem like Rabbi or the Chachamim. Rabbi would say that the Seir HaMishtaleach, the Vidoy of the Kohen, and the Tzumo Shel Yom is going to be mechaper on everything except for Mefer Briso Shel Avraham Avinu, Osaveros B'Yad Rama, Megalofani Batora Shelo Kehalacha, but it's going to work for the Chamuros as well. And the Rabbanan are going to say, what are you talking about? How could it be mechaper on the Kalos? You have to do tshuva. So the Kesef Mishnah says, Mitzarech Iyan. You take a look. The Kesef Mishnah says, Kashli Hasam Ashma to the Rabbanan Apilu Avar Asim Lo Asa Tshuva in Sir Mechaper. And the Rabbi Apila Chamuros Mechaper Belo Tshuva Chutz Miporek Ol Megalofane Batorah Shelo Kehalacha Mefer Briso V'Vasar V'Tzarachin. He doesn't understand how the Rambam arrived at his position. So the Lecha Mishnah makes a very important contribution to this discussion. The Lecha Mishnah very famously says that the Rambam paskins like the Rabbanan against Rebbe. Well, what the Rambam believed was that the Rabbanan, you know, they kept it a big secret from us, which is always a little suspicious, but that the Rabbanan had a position which was that really when it comes to the Averos HaKalos, namely Mitzos Aseh that you failed to do, and Mitzos Los Aseh that aren't affiliated with Kares or Misas Bezdin or Shavua Shav V'Sheker, so really there you don't need the tshuva. They just didn't say that out loud. But, you know, basically the debate between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi really only centers on Averos Chamuros, where Rabbi says, oh, you know, it's an amazing thing, but the Sira Mishaleach can be mechaper on that, and Itzumel Shalyom is powerful enough that even if you didn't do tshuva, and the Rabbanan say, no, for that you're going to need tshuva. And that's basically what the Lech HaMishnah wants to say. So it's an interesting idea, but what I want to try to do is either to sharpen, if you will, the Lech HaMishnah's approach, or to maybe suggest something different, depending on how you want to take what I have to say. So let's just read that opening line again, and let's try to understand what the Rambam was legislating. Again, the Rambam had said, "Al kol averus shebetorah benaseh benlosaseh betzogeg benbeisid," right? That a person is chayav lizvadas tshuva, chayav lizvadas. So we talked about the reflexive nature of tshuva. We talked about the universal obligation of vidui, that it's not going to help if you bring a korban, that it's not going to be sufficient for a person to return whatever money. We talked about how we think the Kesef Mishnah had the Rambam wrong in terms of averus ben adam l'chavero, etc. So let's read that line again, and then we'll, I think, have a direction. Sira mishtaleach chotishuhu kapara al kol Yisrael kohen gadol misvada alav alashon kol Yisrael shene'emar v'hisvada alav es kol avunos b'nei Yisrael sira hamishtaleach mechaper al kol averos shebatora Hakalos v'chamuros ben she'avar v'zadon ben she'avar v'shkaga etc. Hakol miskaper v'sir hamishtaleach v'hu sha'asa tshuva. So basically the Rambam is paskening like the Rabbanan, as the Lech HaMishnah said, but in the following sense. You know, why were the Rabbanan keeping it some big secret from us that really it's okay when it comes to the kalos, the mitzvos asei and mitzvos los asei, she'en bahen parei sumisas bezdin. So, as I've suggested in the past, what the Rambam was putting his finger on is that the nature of the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach was such that it was a me'aged, unified, and made whole the entire Jewish people. Okay? So if a person is part of a member of Kol Yisrael in good standing, dehainu, they haven't violated the Losa Seishish Bokares, about which you would say, V'nichrasa HaNefesh HaHimeyameh. They haven't violated something in which there's a Misas Bezdin associated with it, where you say, V'yarta harami kirbecha. They haven't done that. They're part of Kol Yisrael. So it's not just the vidui that can be delegated to the Kohen Gadol, but actually, simply by virtue of the fact that you're part of Kol Yisrael, you're encompassed within the Seir HaMishtaleach. So then, by definition, the Averos HaKalos are Mechaper Al Kol Yisrael. Okay? And then what the Rambam, of course, is then suggesting is, but let's say a person has Le'inin Avera X, or Le'inin Avera Y, Le'inin Avera Z. They're not really part of Kol Yisrael, because they're Chayiv Kares, or they're Chayiv Misas Bezdin. So with respect to those, how could an aggregate kapara of the Sira Mishtaleach, how could that help? And even Rebbe was modded to that point. It's just that Rebbe drew the line differently. Rebbe said, you know, it's interesting, I think when it comes to Averos Shel Kares, or Averos Shel Misas Bezdin, Averos Chamuros, I think a person is basically still part of Kol Yisrael. You know where I draw the line? Porei Gol, Megalefanim B'Torah Shelo Kehalacha, Mefer Briso Shel Avraham Avinu. There, it's hard to say that you're a Jew in good standing, and that the So'ir HaMishtaleach is going to be able to accommodate you. So the Rambam, I think in his perspective, it wasn't just that the Sira Mishtaleach, because the Kohen Gadol does all the Avodah on Yom Kippur, so we could offload the Vidui, the Kohen Gadol. I think the Rambam understood the Sira Mishtaleach to be a much more profound mechanism than just that. The Rambam, I think, arrived at this idea that the Sira Mishtaleach, lefi shehu kapara al kol Yisrael, therefore Kohen Gadol misvada alav alashon kol Yisrael. The Sira Mishtaleach, we don't have that anymore. But we actually have a mechanism whereby all of Klal Yisrael can stand together. As long as we are, in fact, members of Klal Yisrael in good standing. And it's proof of that that allows the Kohen Gadol to do vidui on all of our behalf, because the Sira Mishtaleach itself is a ma'aged. It is able to ensconce all of the avonos of Klal Yisrael. That was the Rambam's understanding, unique and singular understanding, of the Sa'ir HaMishtaleh. Now, what's, I think, really fascinating about this, as we'll see tomorrow, is, so then, what happens in the absence of the Sa'ir HaMishtaleh? It's a really fascinating thing. It's not just the absence of any local karban, but, and I don't want to overstate it, but it's a watershed, because now there is no analogous mechanism. There is nothing which exists that could possibly be ma'aged all of Klal Yisrael. So what that does is that it puts the onus back on you, on all of us as individuals. So we'll see how the Rambam begins the next halacha, that Bisman Hazer, if there's no Sa'ir HaMishtaleach, anybody happen to remember offhand the language of the Rambam? The Rambam says, Ein Sham Ela Tshuva. There's nothing that can help you anymore, because there's nothing that allows you to sort of fold back into the broader tzibur. So that's exactly where we're going to pick it up tomorrow as we conclude the first parak of Hilchos Tshuva. Okay.